Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You may be seated. Glory to God. Lord, we love you. Hallelujah. Thank you, praise team, our anointed worshipers. Amen. Hallelujah. Bless you, Lord. Good evening, family. So blessed to be with you tonight. And I want to say thank you to Pastor Roxanne for the opportunity to come and minister to our family this evening. She will be back in the house for Sunday morning service, and I know you will be too. Amen? Amen. Praise God. Go ahead and open up your Bibles to Psalm 92. Psalm 92. I'm going to be reading from the Passion quite a bit tonight. Maybe the message, I'll let you know if I choose to go that route, but I'm going to start in verse 8. Tonight, I'm going to talk to you about planting, being planted in the house of God. I know that we are still at the beginning of a new year. Praise God. We made it to 2025. Isn't that wonderful? Thank you for it, Lord. Hallelujah. And because we're still here in the earth, we have a job to do. Amen. Because we're still here in the earth, we have words to pray, words to say. Amen. Because we're still here in the earth, we are here to occupy. Amen. And so what's on my heart this evening is to somewhat carry on from Pastor's word on Sunday about the vision of the house. In order for us to have milk, to go from milk to meat is to be in the house, first of all, to be in our word, to grow ourselves, not just expect for us to be spoon-fed our whole lives, amen? But we have a job to do. We have a responsibility to do. I know that when our children are born, we do a lot for them, but as they grow up, we have to start giving them responsibilities that they can handle at a certain age, and they continue to increase and increase and increase, and then they're out, glory to God, and it's a wonderful thing. Because now they're doing what they've been taught to do. Amen. And so that's on my heart tonight, is to now really remind us, because we know this, especially our Wednesday night fam. We know that being in the house brings flourishing. We know that it does matter where we're planted. It does matter who and what we spend our time with. Amen. And so tonight we're talking about being planted. Somebody say planted. So for quite some time, the Lord has given me a mandate, if you will, to stay in contact with Him, to stay close to Him. And this is something that's been going on for quite a few months now, is that I can hear Him more clearly saying to me, stay close. Somebody say, stay close. So Father, in the name of Jesus, we're going to commit to stay close with our ears during tonight's service. Amen. We're going to commit to staying close with our flesh, amen, to keep our flesh in tune with what you're doing and what you're saying and where you're going, amen, because when you come to church, you can check out just as much as you check out at the grocery store, praise God. So I want you tonight to on purpose make a decision, I'm going to stay close, amen. And so the Father was telling me, you know how when you first start teaching your young ones to cross the street or to go, like when you're walking through a parking lot, when you're going to a new place and there's a lot more strangers around and you're, you know, in an unfamiliar territory, you tell your little ones, hey, I need you to stay close, right? You tell them, I need you to stay close. And so I've heard the Father's heart telling us, the body of Christ, I need you to stay close. And so sometimes we can learn quite a few things and then we kind of think we're grown. Have you ever heard that term before? Like your parents maybe tell you, like, you think you're grown now? No, not y'all, just me. Okay. Well, I've heard my parents say that quite a bit as I was growing up. Oh, you think you're grown now? You think you can handle that now? We'll try paying some bills. You're like, no, that's all right. I'm going to go sign up for another sport so I can, you know, be busy about playing sports rather than paying bills right now in my life. That was when I was in high school. But anyway, so as I grow up, I have to learn. There are things that I know to do, and I have to do them. So this year, for me personally, my word is this from the Lord. Do what you know to do, and do what I've told you to do. Why? Well, apparently there were some things that I knew I should have done, and I didn't do. Anybody else? There might have been some places I knew I needed to go, but didn't quite get there. Anybody else? There might have been some new relationships I needed to acquire, some new businesses I needed to take ground in, but I didn't quite get there. Anybody else? So then the Father is telling us tonight, do what you know to do and do what I tell you to do. And one of the main things that he has told us to do is to stay planted. Stay planted. We're going to tell you why here in a few minutes. Staying planted is so vital to your life. It does matter what you plant yourself in. It does matter what city you choose to move to. It does matter what person you choose to say yes to at the altar. Amen. It does matter. It even matters what clothes you wear. How many of y'all have ever picked out an outfit and somebody's come up to you and it opens up a door for you to minister to them? How many of you have asked the Lord to lead you into a restaurant? And when you get there, you know why he sent you there. Staying planted will lead you into all of the things that we've been talking about the last few weeks. We've talked about success, people to be like, people not to be like, choices to make, decisions to make. Don't do this, do that. The Lord is setting us up for a year that will be like no other. And in order to have the flourishing, you first need to do some planting. Somebody say, stay planted. So Psalm 92, verse 8, but you, O Lord, are exalted forever in the highest place of endless glory, while your opponents, the workers of wickedness, will all perish forever separated from you. Your anointing has made me strong and mighty. You've empowered my life for triumph by pouring fresh oil over me. You've said that those lying in wait to pounce on me would be defeated. That sounds like you said, you know the song we just sang? Okay. He's saying, that's his word. Do you really take him at his word? You said that those lying in wait to pounce on me would be defeated. Well, guess what? Now it's happening right in front of our faces. Praise God. And I've heard their cries of surrender. Yes, look at how you've made all your devoted lovers to flourish like palm trees, each one growing in victory. Each one? Yes. Each one? Each one? Yes. Not one left out. Not one left out. Can I tell you that in the house of victory, there'll be not one left out of what God is doing in this house. Not one of us. Not the babies, not the children, not the teenagers, not the young adults, not us adults. Amen? Not one of us will be left out. Look at how you've made all your devoted lovers to flourish like palm trees, each one growing in victory, standing with strength. You've transplanted them into your heavenly courtyard where they are thriving before you. For in your presence, they will still overflow and be anointed. Even in their old age, I say seasoned, even in their or advanced, amen, come on. Even in their advanced age, they will stay fresh. Good Lord. You're going to stay fresh. Amen. She's fresh. All right, anyway, so even in your old age, you will stay fresh, bearing luscious fruit and abiding faithfully, not just abiding, we'll talk about that in a minute, but abiding faithfully, amen? Listen to them, with pleasure they still proclaim, you're so good, you're my beautiful strength. You've never made a mistake with me. Those who are planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. Somebody say, that's me. Amen. But guess what? The planting comes before the flourishing. There have been conversations in my life with other people where we can get very excited about the flourishing part. We can get excited about all the plans. We can make all the plans. We love doing all the checkoff lists, but it don't matter if nothing gets done, right? And then our little highlighters are sitting there with all that pretty ink and we have nothing to check off because we got busy about the planning, but didn't get serious about the planting. You see, how many of y'all have ever driven your car on empty? Okay, I'm with family. Amen. Me too. Okay, so I was telling the youth this a few weeks ago. I let my car go for like maybe 3 or 4 days on empty. And really because it was too cold and I didn't want to get out there and go put the gas. So I was like, Lord, have mercy. You know, just get me here and there and we're going to be fine. We get back to the house. It's going to be fine. And it was fine, praise God. But listen, I knew where I was. In my car, driving on empty. I knew how many miles it says you can go. I don't think that's true because it still went even like, okay, but anyway. But I knew I was like trucking along, right? Like, come on, car. Let's get this. Let's do this. Lord, thank you the devourer's rebuke. And the Lord's like, girl, you know better than this. I got you, but you know better than this. But the truth is, I knew what I had and I knew how far I could go on empty. So as we're making all these plans, not this year, this was last year, as we're making all these plans, it's kind of like running on empty when nothing gets done. Because all you're doing is checking it and going back to the list of dreams, going back to the list of the vision. You're like, yes, 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 but we ain't going nowhere, right? And so this year, it is in my heart to see not just our family, but our family flourish in the house of God. Not just flourishing, but being planted so that we can flourish. Because being planted is knowing that I have access to a gas station anywhere I want. How do I know that? Because all the things come on in this little panel that I have in my car and they light up everywhere. But I don't take advantage of that. I just see all the things lit up telling me you need this, get here, there's a gas station this corner, there's a gas station that. Girl, you gonna keep driving? Okay, but I'll find you. There's another gas station on this corner if you go right. You know what I'm saying? How many of us have had that spiritual life? Holy Spirit's lights are flashing. And you know, I should probably go to church this week. Boss, what happened? I mean, there's a desire to sign up to helping kids church. Where's your name? Right? We're talking about being planted so that we can flourish. On Sunday morning, I was very excited as pastor gets so passionate about being first the success in the house so that you can be successful outside of the house and that you can continue to bless others because your life is being blessed. Your spiritual walk is increasing with God. I am blessed to be a blessing. It's like I am being planted first so that I can flourish next. So I'm excited when we talk about the house of God because I have seen it my whole life. I am who I am today because of what's happened my whole life. First, it started off, and thank God my youth are in here tonight. Praise the Lord. But it started off like this. You going to church today. Did I ask you how you felt about it? Good, because you just going. You have no say-so in this. You live in my house. You going to church. Anybody else live like that? That's why we're still in church. Because our parents took a stand to make sure that we were going to be planted in the house. Amen. It started off that way. Then it started off watching my parents' lives serve in the house of God. We serve in the house because they served in the house. Our children serve in the house because we served in the house, but we serve in the house because somebody else served in the house. Why? Because someone took a choice to be planted. To be planted. I am forever grateful that my mom chose to be planted in the house of God, that my dad chose to be planted in the house of God. But you cannot stay where the seed just gets in the ground. The seed must then grow roots and attach itself to the ground it's placed in. Being planted brings the flourishing. Somebody say, stay planted. The place where you're planted is the place where you're going to thrive. Because positioning is everything. So years ago, I enjoyed playing softball. From I think I was maybe 5 years old, I started in T-ball. Worked my way up to girls fast pitch softball, co-ed softball, men's softball. We won't talk about that. I knocked somebody out, but that's all right. He's fine. But the thing is, I learned about a lot of positions. And one of my favorite positions was the catcher's position. We did fast pitch softball. I was a catcher during that time and a pitcher. First base, second base, third base, shortstop, whatever outfield you want to put me in. I could play it all. But I was really good at what I knew I was really good at, and one of them was being a catcher. I started to think about this. The catcher's position is very important to the whole field because from that position, you can see every single thing that's going on the field. You think like when you go to a game, you want to get the ones that are like behind the referee, you know, kind of, but that's not as fun as it is being in the game, right? So when I'm catching, I can first get my feet in a ready stance so that anytime a ball comes and a runner goes, I can just jump up and I know how to throw, right? Like, let's throw them out quick in a hurry and they're out. But here's the thing. If the batter changes their foot, just a slight turn, I can quickly tell one of my players, hey, be ready over here. Why? Because I saw their position shift. I can look at the opponent's coach, wherever they're at, and I can read their signs. I can look at my coach and I can know what he or she is telling me to do. And then I can relay that message to the pitcher. I can look at the pitcher, and if we need to change something, a signal in between the batters, like the batter's changing something going on, hey, we need to change this because they're changing this. You pick up on these things. Positioning is everything. As we go into this year, I want to ask you this. What position are you in? What position are you playing in? And I want to talk to you about church positioning. Where are you serving at here in the house? What are your strengths? What is something that God has given you that just awakens you, that anytime we talk about it, you're bubbling up on the inside. You're like, oh, I want to do that. That sounds so awesome. Oh, I could do that. We have a cookie contest. Like 20 of y'all signed up for the cookie. We got some bakers who are passionate, apparently, right? Whatever it is, God says, whatever you're called to do, do it wholeheartedly. Go all in with that. Why? Because that's where the flourishing comes from. Have you ever just stepped out knowing you were called to do something? He was calling you to do something. There was an unction on the inside of you and you did it and you were like, why did I do that? But then afterwards you're like, I'm so glad I did that. Because that was the flourishing. You planted your decision and the flourishing came next. If you have been lingering in your thoughts to serve, to give of your time, to give of your life to your people here, to God, do it. Because his word says, those who are planted shall flourish. Well, I want to flourish. I want this. I want that. Okay, let's get you planted. No. What do they say? New year, new me. No, it's really the same you. Just new habits. Amen. Same God. I love that. New year, new me. Excuse. No. Own up to it. Own up to these things because that's what's going to change the thing that was the thing in the first place. Well, this is how I've always done it. Okay, maybe it's not supposed to be that way anymore. Well, this is what I've always made you. This is how I've always talked to you. This is how I've always, always can change. The word of God remains the same. Your always can change. Why? Because God will move on your heart. He'll start showing you new ways. He'll start showing you how to do something differently. He'll start awakening your passions and he'll start opening up things in you that you'll go, oh, thank you for that, Lord. I've never seen it that way. Now I do. Thank you for that, Lord. Why? Because that's his flourishing. First of all, you're planted in Holy Spirit. And he's the one that opens up those things on the inside of you. He's the one giving those messages to you. Planted first. Positioning is everything. When you're at your job, your assignment, are you flourishing at it? Are you thriving in it? Is this something that's like toil to you? You hate it. Oh, I got to go to this job again. Ask the Lord about it. Because when you're planted in the soil he's placed you in, that's the flourishing. That's where the fruit starts popping up. That's where the roots start taking place. What's your position? Well, I really want to do this, but man, if I got to sacrifice 10 more years, ask God about it. Well, It's all I know. No, it's not. No, it's not. It is not all you know. Well, this is the only thing I've ever done my whole life. You can learn a new thing. I really enjoy how Pastor Nancy puts that on us. Learn a new skill. You should always be increasing in life, never decreasing. Amen. I remember so many years ago, I wanted to start my own business. I was like, how in the world am I supposed to do this? Well, I found out that there were some business people I grew up hearing my whole life. Praise God for salesmen, mom and dad, that I was reminded of. And I went back to go listen to them who knew the stuff because they'd been planted for so long. Their life was flourishing. So I want to know what they know. And they started to teach me. And then it started to lead me from one place to another. And we started to connect dots here. And then I found someone who said, you can learn anything with a YouTube and a Google search bar. Y'all better write that down. Because it's a straight up truth. We have Holy Spirit. You know what I'm saying? But I needed some things that I could really learn how to do a business. What are the first things? What do you need to own? Who do you need to talk to? What do I need to do? What's all the paperwork? Just look it up. There is no excuse for God's people to not be successful in this life, in this lifetime. Amen? What is your position? Now get ready, because I believe that there will be some of us who will be uprooted, if you will, and moved into a soil that's meant for you. That's going to flourish your life, and you're going to know it, and know it's not leaving the church. Amen. So don't do that, because that's not smart, especially if God called you here. I do recall almost 12 years ago now, I think almost 12 years, right? This June, right? The Lord he told Hector first. He told Hector, hey, I need you to pack your family up, move to Marble Falls. He tells me, and I'm like, no, we ain't doing that. It's crazy because my pastor, Pastor Roxanne, has been in my life since we were 8, 9, 10 years old, right? And I was like, no, we can't do that. Because I was not ready to leave everything I've ever known my whole life. It is not that my life was in a really good place. I should have been like, let's go. Can we leave right now? But I was afraid of, well, how am I supposed to build my life there? Who am I going to know there? What's going to happen there? But because I asked the Lord, I was mad because fear, really. That's just what it was. I told the Lord, I said, if I leave, who's going to take care of all these people? And that was the loudest voice of God I heard in my life. I will. And I said, yes, sir, I'm done. I went to my honey and I said, hey, we're moving. Did you know that? We're moving. He's like, yes, woman, I already told you we're leaving. Whatever. Positioning is everything. Everything. I am telling you, the minute we said yes to God, provision literally came and showed up. Job opportunities opened up. People came in. Jesse Wallace was here praying for a friend as I was praying for a friend. This girl was the first friend I ever met in Marble Falls, Texas. Positioning is everything. Even if it's at the H-E-B produce section. Amen. Come on, girl. I'm telling you, follow the leading of Holy Spirit. Now listen, have you ever seen a fish out of water? They're floppy. They're like gasping for air, right? I make other fishermen nervous when I'm like, when I catch a fish, I really want to enjoy it. I want to look at it. I want to discover this fish. I want to count its scales. Like, I want to thank God for it. And it's out of the water, okay? Like, you know, we pull it out. And I am just rejoicing over this fish that I caught, okay? That's all the time. I don't care if it's a small one or a big one. I just want to enjoy God's creation, Isaac. I want to enjoy it. But when you go with other people that are not as patient as my husband, they're like, girl, throw the fish in. Like, it's going to die. I'm like, hold on. The Lord's going to save it. It's fine. It's fine. But seriously, a fish out of water, a fish is not, it won't make it outside of water. It will not survive very long when it's not in the ground it's supposed to be in. You're taking it out of its roots. You're taking it out of everything it's ever known. That's the way God created it. You don't see them walking around here, do you? Because they don't belong here. When you take them out with a purpose. either I'm going to eat you or paint you, or I'm going to put you back quickly and let you live. You already know before you take the fish out what you're going to do with it. You're not messing around with the fish because you know where the fish is supposed to be. A fish out of water is in an unknown territory. It's cut from their source of life, and it goes into survival mode. The only thing I've ever known is that water. Put me back in the water, girl. Put me. Why are you looking at me? Put me back in the water. I don't want to be here. Just throw me back. You ain't going to do nothing with me. Throw me back. Don't be a fish out of water. Stay planted. Because when you're not planted, you do find yourself going into survival mode. I don't know if you've felt this way before, but when you have not been planted for so long and you've been on your own, you've not been coming, when you come back, the enemy can make you feel awkward. It's not that, oh, it's so awkward. It's not that we made it awkward. The enemy just puts those feelings in your thinking, this is awkward. I'm not coming back. No, mm-mm. Shut that up. Come in. Come back. Well, I all the excuses start, and the excuses are like this. You're walking towards that door, and then you're gone. You're a fish out of water. Survival mode. Lord, heal me. Please take this from me. It's survival mode. Because they're out of water. They're out of the ground that has planted the word of God in them. That healing is yours. It belongs to you. It is God's gift to you. His son gave of himself for you. But a fish out of water wouldn't know that. So they're clinging on for dear life. Stay planted. The place where you are planted matters. And I'm going to tell you that even more so in this time that we are in, you will see people be shaken. You'll see people be moved. You'll see people skip in, skip out, and okay, see y'all later. And then you see them at the grocery store. Where you been? They're like, oh, well, I had this going on. I had that going on. Stay planted. And I will tell you, when you see them, bring them back in. Oh, we've missed you. We love you. Come back. All right, we'll see. We usually go, we'll see you this Sunday. Letting them know all is well. All is well. You don't have to ask all the questions. Hey, we'll see you this Sunday. All right, hey, remember Wednesday night. We'll see you Wednesday night at church. All is well. That's what you're telling them. All is well. We've seen a few walk through those doors with those kinds of conversations, and they're just like happy to be here. They're like, yes, we're here. I made it. You did. Get on in this Holy Ghost water. Amen. Amen. The place where you're planted matters. Go with me to Psalm 32. Psalm 32. We're going to read verses 8 and 9. Psalm 32. Now we know that those who are planted in the house of the Lord, I want to make sure that you know two things. Number one, those who are planted in his house, in the church, in the temple, with other believers. You're planted in that fellowship of other believers, but you're also planted in his presence. You cannot trade the two. You cannot be like, well, I'm just going to go to church, but you do nothing with God outside of the church. We've been doing this series with our young people about coming alive, about waking up. 2025 will come alive. Well, come alive. These are the things you're going to have to do to wake up in your faith walk, to wake up in your walk with God, in his presence. These are the things you are going to have to do if you really want to see this year come alive. Because it's not going to happen with the snap of a finger. It's going to happen because somebody said, I'm going to stay planted. It's going to happen because somebody said, I'm determined to do what God has called me to do. It's going to happen because I'm going to be a tither. I'm going to be a giver. I'm going to be a server. That's how your 2025 will come alive. It's with us putting our work in it. So being planted is being planted in the house of God and in his presence. One of the things we talk about in youth group is this. You can come to church, but don't leave God here. Don't leave him here. take him with you. He's in you anyway, but it's just that picture of take him with you. Bring him to the lunch table. Take him to the snack break. Run with him. Let him run with you. Invite him in. What did we do tonight? Lord, we invite you in. We welcome you in. He will go where he is invited. He will come in where he is worshiped. You need healing? Invite the healer in. Do you need love? Invite the comforter in. Invite him in. Sit at the table with him. Be planted in him and with him. Because if all we do is sit here at the table and eat and eat and eat and eat and do nothing with it, it's like spiritual fat. Your pants don't fit. Your words aren't right. Your thinking's a little bit off. Psalm 32 verse 8. I hear the Lord saying, I will stay close to you, instructing and guiding you along the pathway for your life. I will advise you along the way and lead you forth with my eyes as your guide. He's that catcher in the game. He sees it all. He knows your next step. He knows the enemy's step before the enemy even moves a step. He knows it all with his eyes for you. I will stay close to you. Then he says, for you've not been before. Don't just come with me. Just to keep it a surprise. Yeah. And I'm like, outfits do I pack? How many times are we going to dinner? What do I need to wear on the boat? Like, what? I want to know. He's like, woman. And then there's my Emmy. Emmy girl loves her dog Scout. He was, what, 6 weeks old when we got him? I think he was six weeks old. He used to be free. And so we move into a neighborhood. He wasn't used to that. Back how far he could go, all those good things. But in this new location, we had to retrain him. And so one day we were at, leash is like, it's called a short leash. Apparently it was a short leash. It was pretty. And so I'm like, oh, sorry. So how you're going to train him is this, put that on him. You're going to teach him that now he doesn't have that long length to run with. He has to stay close to you. And I thought, oh, who wants to do that? Well, Emmy did, because she didn't want him running off crazy. He would drag her down the street. He would drag her in the house. She gets her blades on and she like runs all over the house trying to train him with a shorter leash now, because now she's not being yanked on the road and everything like that. But I saw how it works. Because before life, Scout would drag, who would be frustrated. We'd have boo-boos to deal with because she fell down. All these things. Because Scout didn't know what he was doing, really. He knew what he was doing. He was running and enjoying life. But when we put that short leash on him, he knew immediately, this is as far as I could go. He knew he had to stay close. Stay close to what? His master. Stay close to his protector. Stay close to the one who has eyes for him. Staying close makes a difference. Some of us have to put that short leash on, if you will. We have to. Because sometimes we can get so creative. We can get so excited and have so much adrenaline pumping. And the Holy Spirit can go, hey, stay close. Meaning, reel it back in a little bit. Now let's go this direction. Are you that close to the Father that he can do that with you? Or are we like the first one, where we're just being yanked? Get over here, girl. Girl, stop. Get over here. Right? For our young people, in our friendships, in our relationships, attending school, whatever you're doing, getting married, stay close to the Father and he'll direct your every step. Well, I just don't know what classes to take. Ask Holy Spirit. He'll lead you. He'll show you. He'll guide you all the way. He said, hey, let me do this for you. I'm going to stay close to you. I've got you. How are you going to succeed this year? By staying close to Father. Staying planted in the house of God and staying planted in his presence. Amen. Colossians 2:6 says, my counsel for you is simple and straightforward. Just go ahead with what you've been given. You've received Christ Jesus, the Master. Now live him. You're deeply rooted in him. You're well constructed upon him. You know your way around faith. Praise God for that. Now do what you've been taught to do. Remember the beginning. Do what you know to do and do what I've told you to do. School's out now, so quit studying the subject and start living it. Start living it. Some of us are probably in the studying phase still. How long are you going to study? Do it. How long are you going to stay locked up in that room? Come out. Let's do it. How long are you going to keep dreaming for that one thing and that one thing and that one thing? Achieve it. Go get it. I was listening to a pastor telling his family about prayer time, and he was thanking them for coming to the prayer times. And he was so excited to celebrate with them that now at this next week's prayer meeting, on the agenda is not for the new building. Why? Because they were in the new building. They stayed planted. Y'all still praying for that? Yes. And we're not begging God. We're thanking him for it. We're thanking God every step of the way. Why? Because we prayed for it. We asked for it. We have it. Amen. But how amazing is it to say, check, the Lord did it. Check, we got that too. Check, this came in the mail. Check, all results are clear. Why? Because you stayed planted. You stayed planted in the house. You stayed planted in his presence. Amen. I have another testimony for you from another pastor. They're doing building projects right now. I'm excited about building projects because we have big dreams this year. We plan on doing big things with God this year. And so I'm increasing. I'm growing my faith. I am putting things out there that I'm like, Lord, what's that song, Jesse? Only God can do it. I've been hearing that for like the past 2 weeks now. Things are showing up. Things are happening. And I keep telling the Lord, only God can do it. Only God can do it. Like, that's not a cute little Instagram little dance there. That is the word. He said it. So this pastor says, you know what? He said he met with his financial crew for the building project, and his manager told him, hey, pastor, we've had $6 million come in the last few months. And he said, what? He said, yes, sir. He said, where is all that coming from? Well, apparently the word got out to the neighborhoods and some secular businesses from members of the body who have themselves planted. They go out into the fields that they work in, and they let their bosses know, hey, our church is building a building. You should be a part of it. Why? Because you will bless this church, and because of that, you will be blessed. They're like, give me my checkbook. They've been sending in checks. They've been receiving checks from secular businesses who just want to give their money away to people who are planted in the house of God. He says $2 million of that came in that way, but $4 million of it came in because of the givers. Who are the givers? Those who are planted. Because when you give into something, if I can say it this way, you've bought into it. You're like, that's my house. That's my church. You pay the lights for your house. Why? Your electric bill? Because that's your house. You live there. You serve in the nursery. Why? Because this is my house. I live there. Amen? You got to start seeing your life that way. I am planted in the house. One of my favorite words is, if you build God a house, I'll build you a house. And I've seen him do that every time. I've seen him do it. There's going to be times this year where you're going to have to make decisions. You're going to be asked, will you do this for me? And if you're planted, you're going to say, yes, it will be my pleasure. It'll be an honor to do that for you, Lord. Well, it's going to require you to do this and do that. I'll do it, Lord. Why? Because if I build you a house, you build my house. It's going to require you, parents, to sometimes tell your kids, hey, we can't go there this week. Why? We go into the church tonight. We've got things to do. Hey, there's a meeting coming up. Oh, wait, there's a men's meeting coming up this Saturday. Oh, well, I won't be there. I got to go do this and I got to do that. But those who are planted will flourish. those who are planted, there's going to be some hard decisions. One of the things that we like to tell each other is this: if we want to go further in life, hard questions are going to have to be asked at some point. You're going to remember that board meeting pastor says to have with yourself. There's going to sometimes be those hard conversations at the boardroom meeting. Have you ever been in a meeting like that? And you're like, there's some hard questions, but those hard questions will lead to freedom. They'll lead to truth, and they'll lead to flourishing. Stay close. Well, I want to make friends this year. I want to be more part of the church this year. Go to the meetings. I want to be closer to God. I want to learn how to pray. Go to the prayer meeting. Come in. Come in. Those who are planted will flourish. But I want this and I want that and I want to do this and I want to do that. Well, who gave you the desire in the first place? Because those desires, when you start connecting closer with the Father, when you start being about His business, I'm telling you, I've seen it. I know many of you have. Things get taken care of that you're not even having your hands to do with. You're out here serving God. You're out here running the hot dogs. You're out here putting the lights on. You're out here doing whatever you're doing. Meanwhile, God is out there about your business. He is out there. I can't tell you how many times Pastor has prayed over the thermostats and Pastor Danny over our prayer here and have blessed those who have come to pray. Thank you, Father, for those who have come to pray, those who have joined in to pray with us. Bless them, Lord. I cannot tell you how many days, I'm not saying months, days, where at the end of the day, boom, blessing takes place. Why? Because we're planted. Amen. Praise God. God needs your participation in order to bring the manifestation. He does. Feed my sheep. Set your nets out this way. Drop in over here. Hey, before we go there, I need you to go here instead. Everywhere God leads you, that's your participation. He's given you the opportunity to participate with Him. Prayers? Yes, Lord. What do you want me to say today? You have the opportunity to work with God. Isn't that awesome? What do you want to do today? What do you want to catch today? Who do you want to go out and minister to today? You won't know any of those directions until you're planted in Him. Be planted in the house and be planted in His presence. There's going to come times this year where you're going to have to change your schedule. Well, these are the days I always do this. Well, today I need you to do this with me. Calendar cleared, Lord. Well, we usually go here on this week. We've actually already seen our schedules change this year where you're like, well, we usually do this at this time. We usually do this. But Lord, what do you want us to do during this time? I feel you. I'm not going to put anything on here until I know that this is what you want us to be doing. And then when the time comes, He'll release it to us. Be open to His guidance. Be open. Be ready to hear from Him. If you're asking for direction, be open and ready to hear it. We can't sit there and spend time praying for 30 minutes on, Lord, tell me what to do. Lord, tell me what to do. But we're so busy out here, we didn't hear what He told us to do. Remember, do what I told you to do. Do what you know to do. Once He gives you the direction, move with it. One of the ministers that I learned from in Fallen Creative Glory is Joshua Mills. Joshua Mills tells you this: when Holy Spirit drops an idea into your spirit, run with it. He says, write it down, go after it, let your mind start thinking of all the ways you can do that until Holy Spirit tells you, okay, that was fun. Sometimes it'll be for fun. Sometimes He just wants to get you moving. Sometimes it'll be the thing that you've been asking Him for. And when it drops in, take it. It's like the reel. Take it and reel that thing in. Bring it in. Why? It's the flourishing. Because you were planted in Him. He can release those things to you. Well, I've never done it before. I've never gone to that city before. We've never gone out of town before. We've never gone out of the country before. We've never gone to, well, get ready. Get ready. Because He wants to take you. And he's not going to send you out. You're not going to be a fish out of water when you're with him. He will be there. He said, I want to be with you. I will take you with me. Let's go. Amen. Amen. God needs your participation in order to bring the manifestation. Psalm 25:4 says, direct me, Yahweh, throughout my journey so I can experience your plans for my life. Reveal the life paths that are pleasing to you. Escort me into your truth. Take me by the hand and teach me. For you are the God of my salvation. I have wrapped my heart into yours all day long. Stay planted. Stay close. Stay in him. Many times throughout the last maybe 6 months or so, things that were shaky in the country, maybe you wanted to feel like you were kind of being shaken yourself. Maybe there were some unknown things that you were like, I don't know how this is going to work out. Like, you're calling on the Lord. I kept hearing during that season, stay seated. Stay seated. Stay seated. Have you ever been in a meeting where you just really wanted to object? And then your husband or your wife was like, stay seated. Don't get up. Don't say anything. Close your mouth, right? I have. I did that once and it got me kicked out of youth group, just saying. But I know better now. But that's the thing. He's telling you, I've got it. I've got it. When he gets to move it on the inside of you, though, run with it. Do it. Sign up for it. Say yes. I don't know how it's going to work out. Just say yes. Hey, you want to do this? Say yes. And if you have to check your planner, I understand. I do that too. I'm like, hey, I want to say yes, but let me just check this real quick. And then if I need to change things or whatever, then we'll do that. Say yes to the Father. Well, I need you to start doing this instead of doing that. Yes, Lord. I think we really need to get comfortable with telling the Lord yes. I really need you to declare that out loud next time. Are you sure? What did Pastor say Sunday? Who am I, Lord? You're the anointed one. You're the one I called. You're the one I equipped. You're the one I picked out. You're the chosen one. That's who you are. So say yes. Why? Because the flourishing comes. Why? Because you were planted. Show up. We used to have a saying back in the day, those who show up, go up. Those who show up, go up. Have you ever not shown up to your work just like consistently and got promoted? Became supervisor, manager of the month? No. Why? Because those who showed up went up. Yeah. I can remember some years ago when my husband started a new career, total new career. I don't know what I'm doing, but I'm going to find out. I'm going to learn this thing. The Lord has brought him up level after level after level after level. And we're still going up, praise God, because he said yes. There was a time, though, when he was hired. Many, many people left. Many people left. Walked out on the company. He was the only one that chose to stay. I don't want to be here. This blah, blah, blah. I'm going. Bye. See y'all later. Aren't you coming? No. What for? He decided to stay. Why? He didn't hear go. He didn't. His boss became one of his closest friends. Actually, probably your closest friend, I think. Who's like a brother to him. And he thanks him because of that day you stayed faithful. Thank you for your loyalty. I read this last Christmas card. Oh, Liz. I cried. He saw his loyalty. That's what mattered. What is loyalty? Planted. Somebody who stayed planted. Planted. Why? There's flourishing. The one who was planted flourished. And because he's planted still, he taught others how to be planted. And guess what? Now they're flourishing because you're going to reproduce who you are. remember the very beginning. My mom said yes. My dad said yes. But they didn't just become church members. They became people who fell in love with God, fell in love with his people, fell in love with the church. Everything my parents have done, did, are still doing in their life today is because they love God. They love people. They love his church. Why do you clean the toilets? Because I love God. I love his people. And I love this church. Why do you come decorate the church? Because I love God. And I love his people. And I love this church. You could have lived anywhere else, but you chose Marble Falls. Because I love God. I love his people. And I love this church. You're still here because I love God, I love people, and I love my church. I was asked, I don't know how many years ago now, would you like to be the youth pastor? Yes. Yes, pastor. Thank you for the opportunity. Why? Because I love God, I love people, and I love his church. And I am truly grateful for our youth. I'm grateful. And to see these guys grow up, because they stayed planted. And you know what? They're flourishing because they chose to stay planted. You will be healthy all the days of your life because you chose to stay planted. We declare that you are healthy, wealthy, and wise all the days of our lives. Why? Because we're the planted ones. We stay planted. If you need to move that soil around, move the soil around. I got some plants at home. I'm like, Lord Jesus, help me. Why'd I get plants? Why? Because they were pretty. That's why I got them. But you got to change the soil. You got to water them in a certain. I'm like, I don't know. Like, I'm just speaking to them and, you know, laying hands on them every now and then. John, you might need to help me, brother. I'm like, what is, these plants don't look pretty anymore. Hector's like, honey, because you got to do work. You got to, like, change the soil every now and then. You got to, like, I don't know. I'm like, well, would it help if I put it outside? And he's like, no, don't put that one outside. I don't know, but I know somebody who knows about that. I know what I know, and I'm going to stay and cling to what I know and who I know. I know that those who are planted shall flourish in the courts of our God. Amen. Stay planted. Praise God. The last part is part of what I just said. Keep in fellowship with other believers. Keep in fellowship. Remember that scripture earlier? Each one of us will be in victory. Each one of us will receive that blessing. Each one of us will flourish. When I don't see my youth for a certain period of time, I let them know, if you don't show up this week, I'm going to come knocking on your door. Why? Because my youth pastor used to do that to us. Why? Because he knew about fellowship. He knew that I would have strength in fellowship. Well, you understand, this was me back in the day. My heart hurts. I just had a crying all emotional little teenager girl. Get yourself to the house of God. Why? Because we're here for you. We'll be here for you. Y'all know my story, and I'll make it very short. I came across this young man I thought I was going to marry and spend the rest of my life with. He was cute, you know, didn't love Jesus, didn't love the church. He was totally fine with it, didn't want to have kids. Why? Because that's what his life was like his whole time. But I was convinced that that was the person God wanted me to marry. So much so that he was going to be stationed in the Air Force in England. And I was like, I'll go. Let me just quit everything I'm doing and I'll go with you. We're going to have this beautiful, happily ever after life. Needless to say, that didn't quite work out. Praise God. But it shut me down big time. It made me think about, do I really want to be a part of this life? Because I thought that was my life. All kinds of things happened to where it kept me at home. It kept me in the dark. I didn't want to be with anybody. I didn't want to go anywhere. I started hating God. I started hating the church. I just didn't want any part of it. Why? Because I was not planted. I was a fish out of water and I knew it. Survival mode. But it was my youth pastor's wife and our praise and worship leader who came to my house. Well, my mama's house. I didn't own my house. My mama's house, knocked on the door, came in to see me, knocked on my bedroom door, Patricia, open the door. No. Open the door. We're here to talk to you. No. I'm fine. Go away. I don't want to see y'all today. They were adamant about getting that door open. Door open. I'm still a hot mess. I mean, this was a long time I was in this little mess here. But they loved me enough to show up and say, hey, this ain't the way it's going to be. God's got you. He said he'd never leave you, never forsake you. He's got you. Come on, girl. You can do this. Get out of bed. Go comb your hair. Put some makeup on. All the good stuff. But here's the thing I'll never forget. They showed up at my house because they cared. Where you at, girl? You ain't been here. Well, first they knew I was missing because I was planted, you see. They knew I wasn't there. There was a space missing where my roots had been lifted out. Oh, we got to go get that plant back and put it back in the ground. You can do that for somebody today. You can go show up. You can go pray for them today. Oh, and looking at my husband, I was just reminded. They did tell me, God has a man just for you. He's going to love God. He's going to honor God. He's going to serve God with you. A year and a half later, he was already in my life as my boss. If some of y'all didn't know, he was my boss. We got permission to date and all that good stuff. But listen, he was already in my life. I didn't even know that that was the man that was going to be my man one day. Stay planted. Stay planted. Everything you will ever need in life is found in the will of God. You'll never go wrong serving in the house of God, being in his presence. You'll never go wrong. He'll keep you. Even if you make a wrong decision, he'll bring you right back. Remember the short leash? Hey, girl, get back over here. I hope y'all take that respectfully, being on a short leash, but that's what it feels like to me is Holy Spirit's so close. He's in me, and you know when he's tugging you, and you can just do a little bit. Get over here. You're like, all right, Lord, I'm with you. Every believer was faithfully devoted to the house and to each other. And flourishing came to the church of Acts. That's how miracles happened. That's when the signs and wonders came out, because of their planting. They were flourishing because of their planting. Amen. Keep fellowship with other believers. Don't break fellowship. Be quick to forgive. Quick to love. Be quick to make a phone call. Quick to text. Whatever you need to do, don't break the fellowship. Pastor mentioned Sunday. Some of us are out on vacation. Some of us are out on a job assignment. Whatever it is. Hey, I won't be there tonight, but I'll see y'all on Sunday. Hey, I won't be there tonight, but pray for me. Our family's overcoming. We can get you out a lot quicker with you telling us, I need prayer. You don't have to go through things for so long. Reach out. Reach up. We'll pull you up. Hey, I need prayer for this. Hey, I need help working this thing out. Hey, there's something God's placed in my heart. Can you add your supply with me? Yes, I'll do it. Why? Because I love God. I love his people. And I love his church. Stay connected. Keep showing up on Wednesdays. Keep showing up on Sundays. Keep signing up. Hey, you need me to bring something? I'll bring something. Why? Because I love God. I love his people. And I love his church. Amen. Amen. Father, we thank you for your word tonight, Lord. Father, we thank you, Lord, that you are a prime example of what being planted looks like. You are a prime example, Father, the example to follow after, to look towards, to hear from, to be led from, Lord, to be led by, Lord. You are the one that we look to. So, Father, I thank you that this word is sealed in our hearts, Lord, that Holy Spirit will bring it to our remembrance, that we'll stay close, we'll stay in you, we'll stay rooted and planted, Father. We'll let our roots go deep. We'll let the soil bring the nourishment, Father. We'll add the water when necessary, Lord. Father, I thank you for our relationships in the house, that we'll continue to flourish in those areas, Lord. Father, I thank you for a flourishing, the planting of ideas, of Holy Spirit dropped ideas. I thank you, Lord, for those ideas that you've given us, Father, that the things that you've shown us, Lord, that we can see clearly what you are saying to us, that we can hear clearly how to do it, how to go about it. Lord, I'm thanking you right now for those that are planted, Father. These people, Lord, our family that's planted, Father, I declare that they flourish in Jesus' name, that this is the year that they see the supernatural break out in every single area of their life. I thank you, Lord, that there are some in this room who have been calling out for a raise, who've been calling out for a bonus, who've been calling out for promotion. And to you tonight, planted one, I say those days are here. The time has come. Be planted, be rooted, and go up, go up, go up in Jesus' name. You have sown and now you will reap. Now you will reap. Now you will reap. So take it, take it, take it and go up. Take it and go up. But I just started. Oh, but the blessing is at work for you. Oh, but I'm so young. I don't know. Oh, but the blessing is at work for those who are planted in the house of God. Those who will flourish in their courts are those who are planted. And to you planted ones, go up, go up. Go up, go up in Jesus' name. Get your expectors out because there are supernatural things that are going to take place. There are supernatural happenings. There are relationships coming your way. There are people coming your way. There are ideas coming your way. He will wake you up in the noonday. Yeah, he will. He'll wake you up in the noonday. He'll wake you up at your breakfast table. He'll wake you up in the shower. He'll tell you it's like a mama waking her kids up. Get up, baby. Get up. It's time for school. Holy Spirit is telling you, wake up, wake up, wake up, 2025, come alive. It's now, it's now, it's now. You're wanting to go up? Well, let's go up. Let's go up. Let's go up. Let's go up. Thank you for it, Lord. You can expect to reap where you sow. You can expect it. His word tells you to. I expect it. I build God a house. He'll build me a house. Let's do it together, Lord. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Thank you for that, Lord. Let's get ready to receive our offering. That's part of planting. Amen. Sowing and reaping. Locking in. Parents, one of the ways you can tell if your children have bought into the church, if they've made it their own, is when they start serving in the house of God. When they start telling you, hey, mom, can I sign up for ushers? Can I sign up for greeting, cafe, whatever it is, to teach the kids? They're telling you, this is my church. I've made it my church. But guess what? When God's children start tithing to the church, when they start tithing, when they start locking in, when they start saying, I'm a tither because this is my church, that's when you show him, this is my church. This is my house. That's why I like to say, hey, I'll see you at the house. I said that one time on social media and somebody was like, what house are we meeting at? I was like, okay, let me rephrase that. It was on social media for our church page. Because I was thinking, this is my house. I'm going to the house of God, right? So let's give tonight. Amen. If you want a text to give, you can text VCHL to 73256. You can also mail your gift to P.O. Box 1237 here in Marble Falls, or you can give online to victorychurch1.org/give. Father, we thank you so much, Lord. We bless our tithers tonight. We declare over you that the devourer has been rebuked and the windows of heaven are open over you in Jesus' name. And I declare over Victory Church that our God will supply to all our needs so completely that he will eliminate all your deficiencies and will meet all your physical and tangible needs until you are so full you have no more capacity to hold anything else. He will supply all your needs until you are totally filled, packed full, overflowing to the point of bursting at the seams and spilling over in Jesus' name. Amen. Ushers, please come forward and receive our offering. Hallelujah. Praise God. He is so good. Amen. Amen. Thank you for it, Lord. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, be on the lookout for supernatural things. It doesn't just happen on Sid Roth's channel, you know. Anybody grow up watching Sid Roth Supernatural? We did. but that's the thing. Sometimes you can separate those things and just think it's only for them. That only happens there. I'm telling you, God is doing it. He is doing it. He's showing up. Amen. Get in on thermostats. Get into the prayer meetings. Get into Wednesday nights like you are tonight. Come to the Sunday mornings. You feel led to worship, go worship. If you feel led to pray, pray. You feel led to run the church, run the church. Glory to God. You've got to move. You've got to move and go with whatever Holy Spirit's telling you to do. Why? Because there's flourishing. Because your breakthrough of praise could bring a breakthrough of healing for somebody else. Did you know that? Y'all stand up to your feet, please. The way we move in the things of the Spirit is making room for God to move. It's making way for somebody's heart and expectancy to go up, to open up. Why? So flourishing can come in. Participate with God in what He's doing. Amen. Let's Father out. Father, we thank You that we're the head and not the tail, above only and not beneath. Blessing is overtaking us today. We're blessed in the field. Everything we put our hands to do prospers. And Father dear, as we go out of here, we thank You that we are no longer victors, but victims. I said that backwards. In Jesus' name, amen.